You're listening to SBS News.
Order! Order!
Another turbulent day in British politics. This time, Boris Johnson's bid for an early election rejected in the House of Commons.
The ayes to the right, 299, to the noes to the left, 70. So the ayes have it, the ayes have it, the ayes have it.
Mr. Johnson failed to gain the two-thirds majority backing to hold an election on December 12, despite an impassioned speech.
We must have an election now. We cannot continue with this endless delay. And I don't know about you, Mr. Speaker, but I think the Leader of the Opposition has now run out of excuses for running away.
While all Conservative MPs backed the motion, the vast majority of Labour MPs abstained. Before parliamentarians cast their votes, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said Mr. Johnson could not be trusted.
And today he wants an election and his bill. Well, not with our endorsement. He says he wants an election on the 12th December, though how can we trust him? The reason I'm so cautious is quite simply, I do not trust the Prime Minister.
It comes just hours after the Prime Minister was forced to agree to another Brexit extension offered by the EU until the end of January 2020. European diplomats, including European Union Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier, believe their so-called flextension, which will allow an earlier exit if the withdrawal agreement passes Parliament, is a sensible outcome.
It was a very short and efficient and constructive meeting, and I am happy that decision has been taken.
The EU wants the UK to do something with the extra time, and the Prime Minister thinks that going to the ballot box will give him the majority he needs to get his divorce deal passed. And while Mr. Johnson's bill failed this time around, he said he will try again.
We will not allow this paralysis to continue, and one way or another, we must proceed straight to an election.
Mr. Johnson will now publish a bill that would only need a simple majority to pass, not two-thirds as required in previous attempts. Jeremy Corbyn says he would only support an election once a no-deal Brexit had been taken off the table.
I understand a bill will be tabled tomorrow. We will obviously look and scrutinise that bill, and we look forward to a clear, definitive decision that no deal is absolutely off the table.
Parliament's anti-Brexit parties may be more likely to vote in favour of an election, like the Scottish National Party. Here is MP Ian Blackford.
It's absolutely demonstrably the case that we want an election. We want the people of Scotland to be given the opportunity to have their say, and that we will not, under any circumstances, consent to being taken out of the European Union against our will.
The Scottish National Party and the Liberal Democrats Party, however, favour a slightly earlier December 9 vote before the university term is up. They're concerned that young voters, the most likely to support them, will no longer be in university towns where they are registered to vote. Negotiations between the government and the two parties over a compromise are reportedly taking place in Westminster. Liberal Democrats leader Jo Swinson says an election may be the only way to resolve the Brexit impasse.
We must use this extension to try to resolve it, ideally through a people's vote, but if that's not looking likely, then I will go into that general election with a Liberal Democrat very strong position to stop Brexit, and if people elect a majority Liberal Democrat government on day one as Prime Minister, I will revoke Article 50.
If an election does go ahead, it will be more than 2 years premature of Britain's scheduled 2020 election. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.